What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you were in school, who was that one teacher that will forever live in infamy?
Infamy.
206-803-ROCK. Joe from Shelton, tell us about the teacher you will never forget.
Oh, I had my English 4 teacher, Miss Rice. She was sleeping with my buddy Tony. And I had heard about her back in middle school. Oh. And then, yeah. And then so we get to school, and then, you know, rumors start flying around that he's messing around with her. So I ask him, I'm like, Tony, how in the heck did you get this? You know, how did you pull this off? Because she was attractive. She was like total 40-year-old Coug Nation, you know.
Coug Nation.
Yeah. Short skirts, V-neck shirts, the whole nine. And he's like, yeah, well, you know, we'd be in class, and she'd be bending over in front of my desk and winking at me while we were taking tests and stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was so naive. She was doing that crap to me too.
Dude, Joe, it's so funny you mentioned that because there were times, it's a dumb story, I'm on board with this whole thing, but like where there was a teacher, I was like doing a teacher's aid thing, not from my school, but she was a teacher and like gave me her phone number. Like the whole time, I never even put two and two together that she was being flirty. And I would be just like you. I'm like, you have to knock me over the head with like, no, I want to have sex with you for me to believe that, especially in my high school days.
Yeah, my buddy, the way he hit it off was he put his pager number in the middle of one of our term papers we turned in.
Beat me sometime, teach.
Yeah, and then he wasn't a very good student, so as it was going on, he was scared to break it off with her because he was worried about his grades, and she was getting kind of clingy, blowing up his pager on the weekends. It was nuts. It was nuts.
So then how did it all end?
She moved. So she had a son that ended up being a freshman. Well, rumors started flying. Next thing you know, next year they moved out of state.
That poor kid. Like that's the rumor he has to deal with about his mom, right?
206-803-ROCK. Tell us about the teacher you will never forget, Lucas.
My pager's going off.
Lucas and Everett. Who is your teacher that will live in infamy forever?
That would be my 8th grade science teacher. Back in Port Townsend, Washington, good old town.
We're all here because we're not all there.
Exactly. So I'm already in high school, and one day we were told that the road by the police department was shut down because they were cleaning out the 8th grade science teacher's office, and they found a pipe bomb in his back closet.
Wow.
That they had no clue how it got there, but the janitor found it, and they had to call the bomb squad in. They had to shut the road down by the police department to blow it up. And from that point on, you never heard or saw from that teacher again.
So what made them think that was there like a suspicion that he had a bomb in the classroom? Or like what led to that point?
Not at all. They were just cleaning out his classroom. He retired, you know. He was at the school for 20, 30-plus years, and they found it. They blew it up. It successfully blew up, so...
Wow. Like,
the man was good at that.
I'm glad he retired before
right?
He made that awful decision. Jeez.
Dan and Spanway, tell us about the teacher you'll never forget.
Well, we're jumping on the bandwagon of crazy 8th grade science teachers. Mr. Barry at Libby Junior High in Spokane, and I was in his class on the day of the space shuttle exploding.
Okay.
And he promised the class that tomorrow he'd show us what happened. Well, tomorrow came, and two students were brought up front holding yardsticks, one with a hydrogen-filled balloon at the end, and the other with a lit candle.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, we didn't.
And this is one of those three-story old brick junior highs, and the windows blew out of that class.
I don't know.
We learned what happens with hydrogen and flame. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm more disturbed or impressed that he saw that as a learning opportunity. And he's like, you know what? We just witnessed a spaceship explode. Let me show you how it works.
Yeah. Let me show you something, right?
Do you remember how I'd imagine he got in trouble for that. And do you remember what kind of trouble?
It got immediate attention. The principal was up three flights of stairs quick. But then it was like nothing happened the next day.
Was he back in class?
What's that?
Was he back in class?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
80s were a wild time, man. It was a wild time.
Shout out science teachers, man.
I remember being in class when that explosion happened. I was very young. But I remember being in class, and it was the most awkward thing because the teacher's like, I don't know what to do. Ooh. Like, this wasn't what we were expecting. This was supposed to be like kind of like a, hey, look at the beauty of, you know, space and NASA and all that kind of stuff. And then when that happened, it got very quiet.
Well, yeah.
The teacher didn't look at all of us and say, hey, tomorrow I'm going to show you how this all happened.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to show you.